Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. We left off yesterday in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on page 294. We discussed yesterday the famous machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda about when the night starts. Let's just summarize what we said yesterday, and Amir Tashem will finish the Sif today. So we said the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is the night is ready by Plag Mincha. So you could have a Mincha before Plag and you could have Marv after Plag. According to the Rabbanon, so we said it has to be nighttime in order to have Marv. And we said it's a Machlokas. When is nighttime? Is it Shkia? Is it Tseis? Does the day start from Alos to Tseis HaGochavim? Does the day start from Netzachama and end at Shkia Sachama? But either way, according to the Rabbanon, you would daven mincha before night, and you would daven maariv after night. And we said the main thing is not to mix and match, not to do a tarti desasri, even on different nights. If you're a person that always davens maariv early, so you would have to always daven mincha before plag. That way you get your maariv after plag. You cannot have mincha and maariv between plag and between the night. You can't have in that period both mincha and maariv. You have to have either a separation of plag, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, or the nighttime, which is the Shita of the Rabbanan. So we are picking up on the third line of 294. The Mechaber says, V'achshav shenogu l'hispalel tfilas mincha ad halayla. And now, says the Shulchan Aruch, that we are noeg to daven mincha until nighttime, ein l'hispalel tfilas arvis kodem shia sachama. You cannot daven mariv before shkia. Now we have to explain that based on the Mishabura. We had a machlokas, what is nighttime? Is it shkia or is it tesek ochavim? So the mechaber is of the opinion that the night is really tesek ochavim. So the mechaber is saying that now that we're knowing to daven mincha ad halayla, it means close to tesek ochavim, as we'll see. One should not daven mari before shkia sachama. We'll see in the Mishabura, he's talking about the second shkia, which is close to tesek ochavim, which we'll explain when we get to the Mishabura. The imbidievet hispalot filas arvis miplaga mincha ulamala. B'di'evet, if one did daven mariv from plaga mincha and onwards, he is yotza. U'bishas hatchak yochol lehispalot filas arvis mi plaga mincha ulamala. And the mechaber ends off and says, b'shas hatchak, one is allowed to daven mariv from plaga mincha and onward. Again, this will all make sense in Mirtz Hashem soon when we see the Mishabura. The Rama ends off the sif and says, u'ledidon b'medidos elu, and for us, in our medinos, shenohagin lehispalel arvis miplag hamincha, where our minog is to daven mariv already from plag, so ein lo lehispalel mincha achakach, you cannot daven mincha after plag, that's already the zman of mariv. Ubidyevet o b'shas adchak yotze, however, bidyevet o b'shas adchak, you are yotze, in mispalel mincha ad halayla, if you daven mincha before nightfall, dahainu ad tesek kochavim, which means until tesek kochavim. This really needs the hesber of the Mishabura, which we will do right now. We begin in Sifkoton Ches. The first thing Mechaber said is that now that our minog is to daven mincha ad halayla, says the Mishabura, Ratzalomer ad bein hashmosho shehu safek layla. Meaning now that our minog is, says the Shulchan Aruch, to daven mincha until the nighttime, which means until Bein Hashmashosh with a Safek Laila. This Shita is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, which we mentioned a little bit yesterday. We'll see in Hilchos Shabbos that basically between what we call Shkia, when the sun starts to set, until Tzeis HaGochavim is 72 minutes, which we refer to as the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Mechaber, Bein Hashmashosh is going to be 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis HaGochavim. So here the Mechaber is saying, now that we are knowing to daven mincha ad halayla, meaning ad bein hashmashos shu safek layla till bein hashmashos, we daven mincha, says the Shulchan Aruch, up until 13 and a half minutes before it says HaGochavim. So then the Mechaber says, ein lehispalel tfilas arvis kodem shkia sachama. You should not daven mar before shkia. Now, shkia doesn't make any sense over here, because we said we daven mincha later, so what do you mean you shouldn't daven mariv until Shkia Sachamis? So the Mishabura explains the Katan Tess, what's a Lomar So Shkia. This means the end of Shkia. Shehula Das HaMechaber V'Simen Reis HaMechalav Zman Muad Kodem Tzeis HaGochavim. This is the Sov Shkia, which is 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis HaGochavim. So since the Mechaber is saying we're knowing to daven mincha until that point, one should not daven mariv till after that point. The Afal Gav Digam Oz Ein Lehispal Ad Tzeis HaGochavim Mamish. And even though you really shouldn't be davening by Sof Shkia, which is 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis, you should really wait until Mamish Tzeis HaKochavim, to Mikodem Lochein have Iraq Sveik Laila, because during those 13 and a half minutes, which is Bein HaShmoshes Lefidu Mechaber, it's really only a Sufik Laila, like we'll see later in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, Bahai Purta Lodak. With that little amount, the Mechaber is not exacting. So really what the Mechaber is saying over here is, now that we're knowing to daven Mincha, Ad HaLailu, which means until Bein HaShmoshos, which was 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, one should not daven Mariv before Shkias Lachama, really meaning before Tzeis HaKochavim. It's saying Shkias Lachama, which is 13 and a half minutes before, but really he means to say, you should not daven Mariv until after Tzeis. Then the Mechaber says, if b'di'eved you daven Mariv early, from Plag Mincha and onwards you are Yotzei. Says the Mishibus of Katan Yud, Aval Kodem Plag. But as we know, before Plag Mincha, Afilu b'di'eved lo Yotza. If you ever daven Mariv before Plag, you are absolutely not Yotzei. Ula'el Misbar, earlier in yesterday's shiur we explained, Diyesh Deos Ba Poskim Emasu Plaga Mincha. We had a machlokas aposkim. When is Plaga Mincha? Is it an hour and a quarter before Shkia? Or is it an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim? The Alkein Yesh Lismoch Lahokyo. Therefore we should rely and go lenient. Shalo Lachzor Ulehispalel Af Imispalel Shor Revia Kodem Shkia Sachama. If you daven by Plag, the earlier Plag, an hour and a quarter before Shkia Sachama, before sunset, you should not go back and daven Mariv again. The Mechaber then said, "B'shas alchak, you could daven Mariv from Plag Mincha and onwards." Very important. The Shiburis of Katan Yud Aleph. Rotz Shalom, I mean to say, "Di af im darko tomid lehispalol mincha achar Plag." Even though you normally daven Mincha after Plag, you daven Mincha all the way up till Shkia. Mikol makom yochol lehispalol tfilas arvis gamkein bizman zeh. You're also allowed to daven Mariv during that time after Plag. But on the day that you want to daven Mariv after Plag, where you normally daven Mincha, that's okay. But you have to make sure that that very day you daven Mincha before Plag and your Mariv is after Plag. But if that very day you daven Mincha already after Plag, Shuv Oser Lo Lehispalel Arvis Kodem Halayla, then you would not be allowed to daven Mariv until it is night. You can't have a steer within the same day. So b'di'eved, you can have that you normally daven Mincha after Plag, tonight you're going to daven Mariv after Plag. That's okay. As long as tonight when you're davening Mariv after Plag, you're davening Mincha before Plag. But you can't have in one night that you're davening Mincha after Plag, and you're davening Mariv after Plag also, Mincha Mariv, without having Plag or nightfall between them. That is not allowed. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'cholze im mispalo biyachidi. This is all talking about a third person davening himself. About tzibur shehispalelu mincha. However, a tzibur that already daven mincha, ukeshe yelchu lebeisam. They daven mincha after Plag. If they send everyone home, yeh torach lekabtzam shenis letfilas arvis. It's going to be a very big burden to regather them again at night to daven Mariv. V'yisbatel tfilas atzibur legamri. That is going to nullify the tfila betzibur totally. So then, hey kelu ha'achronim shemuter lehispalel arvis samach lemincha. So there the achronim ha'mekel, you daven mincha already, and you see that if you're going to start calling everyone back in 2 hours from Arvis, it's not going to work. So then even though you daven mincha after Plag with the tzibur, you can allow the tzibur to daven Mariv right afterwards, even though both mincha and Mariv are being between Plag and nightfall. V'ayin l'kamon b'simin reish lamed hey sif aleph. Now we go to the Ramah. And then we'll get soon to Halach L'maisa. Ule Didon. And for us, B'medinos Elu, the Ramah says, Shenohogim L'espal Arvis Plag Mincha. Our Minog says the Ramah is we daven Mariv early from Plag. So Ein Lo L'espal Mincha Achakach. You should not daven Mincha afterwards. If we know it to daven Mariv from Plag, you shouldn't daven Mincha afterwards. Says the Mishibur Yudbeis, Rotzolom Rafilu B'yom Acher. If you daven Mariv normally earlier, so even a different day, lo yispalel mincha achar plag, don't daven mincha during that same time period after plag. Kevan shetamid machzik oso zman lezman tfilas erev. By davening Mariv every day after plag, you have established that time of day as nighttime, so you can't daven mincha. Afilu im bedaito b'osa yom lespalel Mariv achar tzeis HaKochavim. Even if that day you want to daven mincha after plag and Mariv later, but since every day you daven Mariv after plag, that is nighttime for you, and you can't daven mincha then. However, the Ramah said, b'di'evet o b'sha'as adchak, it would be okay to daven mincha later, as long as it is before it says a kochavim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud-Gimel, o b'sha'as adchak, Rotzalom Rami to say, de'kevan shu'sha'as adchak, since it's a pressing situation, mutter lo l'chadchila l'hispalel mincha. You are allowed the chatchila to daven mincha b'shah shenog ad hayom l'espal mariv. You normally daven mariv after plag, but now it's a shas atchak, you're allowed to daven mincha after plag, which is a time when you normally daven mariv. Ukfar kasati v'sefkot in yiralef, we just said before in yiralef, di yeshlo li'izor shelo l'espal oz mariv. If that day you're going to daven mincha at the time when you normally daven mariv, that's okay b'shas atchak. But then, don't daven mariv in that same period, rak achar tseisa kochavim. If you're going to daven mincha after plag, where you normally daven mariv, b'shas atchak, that's okay for mincha, but that day, make sure your mariv will be at night. Again, im lo shehu b'tzibur. Unless we're dealing with the whole tzibur, v'yatorach l'kapsam sheinus k'sheyelchu ko'ach l'beiso. Unless, like we said before, we're talking about a whole tzibur, so then we will allow you, if you daven mincha after plag, to daven mariv right afterwards, if it's going to be hard to gather the minyan later, and it's going to end up being that you're mevatel tefillah b'tzibur. So the Ramah ended off and said, it's okay that day to daven b'dyevet o b'sha'as adchak, mincha after plag, as long as it is in mispal mincha ad halayla dahainu ad tzeis akochavim, as long as you daven before tzeis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important, sivkoton yudalid. Lav dafka that you have for mincha until tzeis akochavim. The erech reva shah kodem tzeis akochavim bevade ben ashmosh lu kol yama. For sure, around a quarter of an hour, exactly 13 and a half minutes, is considered bein hashmoshos according to everyone. Ve'ein lehispalel ba'osos man. You should not be davening mincha during the 13 and a half minutes before tzeis kochavim. Elo ratzalomer samuch lazeh. What the Ramah means is samuch to tzeis kochavim. V'chein isa b'darchei Moshe b'reish l'medeis. V'dai you should know. Even though clearly it is mashma over here from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, to know hagim lehispalel mariv achar tseis agochavim. That for us rather, to know hagim lehispalel arvis mariv achar tseis agochavim, it comes out according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, lefi us, that we normally have mariv late at night after tseis agochavim, mutter lehispalel mincha filu achar shkia. It would come out that you're 100% allowed to daven mincha after shkia at samuch l'tzeis kochavim. If you normally daven mariv after 72 minutes, you would be allowed to daven mincha up until 13 and a half minutes before the 72 minutes, which would be called bein hashmoshos. That would come out that it's okay, l'fi the mechaber and the ramah. Because you're davening mariv at night, so tzeis is considered your separation, so you could daven before tzeis. Those 13 and a half minutes before tzeis is a suffix, but as long as it's 13 and a half minutes before, which is 58 and a half minutes after our shkia, up until 58 and a half minutes, it should come out, lefi the mechaber and the ramah, that you would, yes, be allowed to daven mincha for us. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh poskim rabim shechokim bazeh. Many poskim argue on this. Vidaitam, and their opinion is shetfilas hamincha hura kodem shkias achama. These many poskim say you can only daven mincha until sunset, until shkia. V'lochein lechatchila tzarech kol adam lihizahir. Therefore, lechatchila every person should be careful. Lehispalel kodem shkias achama dafka. That you should daven mincha specifically before shkia. Tahainu. That means to say, says the Chofetz Chaim, sheyigmur tfiloso ba'ot shel niskasa shemesh meinenu. So the Mishnah Berurah not only start, you should finish mincha before shkia. Umutav lehispalel bizmana biyachidus. It's better to finish your tefillah biyachidus in the proper zman before shkia, mi lehispalel achar kach b'tzibur, than to daven with a minyan after shkia. That is lechatchila. However, ubidiyevet yuchal lismoch adas hamikil nispal achar shkia. Zotah Chofetz Chaim, straight away, bidiyevet, you could rely on the lenient shida to daven mincha after shkia, as long as it is ad reva shah kodem tseisok ochavim. As long as it is before 58 and a half minutes after shkia, bidiyevet, that would be okay. So the Chachila wants to be very careful to finish Mincha before Shkia. However, he does say, B'dyevad, you could rely on the lenient Shita and you could have a Mincha up until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. Now, if you look in note 24, V'das HaChazonish, Lahachmir afilu b'dyevad. The Chazonish is much more machmir than the Chavetz Chaim, even b'dyevad. Shelo lehispalel achar hashkia. Do not have a mincha after shkia. Vosef, and he adds on, shegam im mishar shelo yuchal l'saymes atfilu l'fnei hashkia. Even if you evaluate and you realize it's so late, you won't be able to finish mincha before shkia. Shelo yasir lehispalel. Zot the Chazonish, don't start davening unless you know you're going to finish mincha before shkia. The Mishabura said, L'chatchila, you should daven and finish one essay before Shkia. But if it's b'dyevet, you could even start afterwards as long as you'll finish before 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. One more point in note 24, the second to last line, Nagon Rav Yashiv, Paskin, Shemikomokom im hischil l'espalo b'soch hazman. If you started davening mincha before Shkia, yochol l'saim afil achar hazman. Sounds like he agrees with the Chazonish. Don't start if you know you're not going to finish, but if you started, you realize it's going to go past Shkia, so finish your Shmoneh Esrei, that would be okay. Back to the Mishabura in the fourth to last line on page 294. However, kol ma sheyochol lahaktim v'chuyiv lahaktim. Even though he just said b'dyevad, you could daven mincha after Shkia, however earlier you could do it, the better. Kedei shelo yikoneis b'safi ben hashmashos. We don't want to get involved in a safek of ben hashmashos. Achin, im kvar niru kochavim, kvar overes ma mincha bevadei. Once you see stars out, don't even bother, don't even think about it, you're done. Dezeu simon lalayla, stars out is a sign of nighttime, kemavura kozeb simon reis adegimul. Ayin shavim b'shavura bir alocha. Ach, however, kol ze b'dieved ushas hatcha godol. This whole thing that I said, says the Chafetz Chaim, that b'dyevad you could have mincha after Shkia as long as it's 13 and a half minutes before 72 minutes, that's all b'dyevad and a great shas hadchak. Aval lechatchila bevadai ein la'acher zman ha'mincha achar Shkia. He emphasizes it again that lechatchila for sure one should not delay mincha until after Shkia. V'kol shekein sheyesh lizor me'od shelo la'acher ad samuch l'sezak ochavim. And even if you're going to rely on the leading sheet after Shkia, do not wait till close l'sezak ochavim. Don't wait till 58 and a half minutes. As early as possible after Shkia, you should be davening. Ukvar omru chazal really tell us, b'marava laiti. In Eretz Yisrael they cursed. Aman de mitzali im dimdume chama, the one who was davening, as the sun was setting, dilma mitarfale shaita, maybe the time will get delayed and you will be davening too late. So the Mishabura is coming out very clearly. One should try his utmost to daven mincha before Shkia and finish his mincha before Shkia. But yevet, he does say that one can daven mincha, if it's a great shas adchak, one can daven mincha afterwards. The Chazanish argues and says, do not daven afterwards. I'd like to end with one bir alocha. And that is page 294, Divrei Maskil, the Hainu Atzizag Ochovim. Ayin mishabura mashakasavnu diyesh lizor lechadchila shalol acher mincha lachar Shkia. Look what we just learned in the Mishabura, that one should be careful lechadchila not to delay mincha until after sunset. Ach b'dieved yuchal lismoch al da'asa mekilim b'zeh. But we just read in the Chavetz Chaim that you can b'dieved rely on the more lenient sheet of it's a shas adchak. However, u'b'sefer seder zmanim kosev l'inyan d'yeved. The sefer seder zmanim writes, look, this b'dieved, if you're davening after Shkia, k'shem ispalo achar Shkia, she ispalo al t'nai, you should make the following t'nai. Im hu adayin yom, if this time after Shkia is still considered daytime, yihyeh nechshov tefilas ha-mincha. I want my tefillah now that's after Shkia to be mincha. V'atfilah she'ispal achar tzeis ha-kochavim, and the tefillah that I'm going to say after the stars come out, yihyeh l'shem arvis. So if it's still daytime, this is mincha, my next tefillah after tzeis will be mariv. V'im achshov hu laila, but if after Shkia is really considered nighttime, yihyeh tefillah zos ola lo l'shem tefillas arvis, that I want this Shmoneh Esrei to be my mariv, v'ashniyah she'ispal achakach yihyeh l'tashlumin b'shvil mincha. And then I want my next Shmoneh Esrei that I'm going to say, this is a chavim, to be my tashlumin for mincha, d'chova kodemus l'tashlumin. That way you have the ikar tefillah of this man. If it's really nighttime, you want the marah first, I have a marah first, and my tashlume mincha afterwards. Now just to end with one interesting thought, in the notes they point out in the back of the Sefer, the Oral Tzion points out, this Eitz of the Bir Halacha is bringing down with the Sefer, from the Sefer, Seder Zmanim would not work on a Friday night or a Motzei Shabbos, where there are two different Shemoneh Esreis. This Tnai, that you want to make one in Mincha, the next one Maariv, and if it's too late, I want Maariv, and then Mincha Tashlumin would not work, or would be a problem on Friday and Shabbos, because you're davening two different Shemoneh Esreis. Tashlumin, as we know, is you always daven two identical Shemoneh Esreis. But if you're dealing with the Friday afternoon, Mincha is a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and Shabbos is a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, so that will get quite confusing. What exactly you do? You're making this Tnai, it's two different Shemoneh Esreis. That's the Ha'or that he makes. We'll stop here and continue with Sabeis and Mirz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayemes on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.